Hello, and welcome to another episode of Tanya's Corner. I am your host, LaTanya. Thank you for joining me on this episode. Today, we're going to speak on spiritual and mental health. And I think it's an important topic to speak on, as in today's society, there's a lot of mental health issues, mostly stemming from not having a spiritual relationship. A lot of people think when you speak of spiritual relationship, they think you're talking about religion. And religion is spiritual or not the same. I broke that down in last week's or the first podcast. We're going to talk about spiritualism because spiritualism is what is needed. The spirit is what we're going to talk about more, as well as mental health. A lot of people say that they have a spiritual relationship, but in actuality, what they actually have is a religious relationship. Religion relationship is an affiliate of a denomination. Religion, like I would say Holiness, Baptist, Missionary Baptist, you know, all of these different connotations that we put on religious aspects. When you leave from here, that denomination is not going to be what's important. Christ told us that the greatest amongst these is love. No greater love have a man than to lay down his life for his friend. How many of you would do that for your friend, for a relative, person sitting next to you that you say you love? Would you give your life for that person? Once we realize what life is about and realize that the important aspects of life are not always about what I have, what you don't have, what this person has and doesn't have, or even people close to you. We want to be forgiven, but we don't want to forgive. Do you forgive or do you hold a grudge? When we say love, love is one of those things that I don't think that nobody really understands what it means. When you love someone, you're supposed to love without looking for something in return. The average person looks for something in return. I will love you if you will do this. Or I can love you as long as you do this. I can love him as long as he doesn't cheat on me. I can love her as long as she makes my dinner. Or she makes food and she prepares my food for me. But that's not love. These things are things that we put in for our feeble understanding of love. Love is sharing the same feeling as the person or the thing is sharing. Everyone in the universe is one. There's no separation. Once we realize there's no separation, we are whole and one with God. Just as Christ said, the Father and I are one. That's how we all are. We are one. The Father and I are one. When we look at these things and we understand that mentality and spirituality are similar because they both need to be stable. Once you know that there's no lack, then your mental stability is stronger. You only have a really strong mental problems when you think you're missing something, when you're working from a spirit of lack. For instance, I don't have enough money to pay this bill. Once you come into the mindset of understanding that something will be provided for you to pay the bill, then you no longer have the problem of worrying of lack for money or financial stability. What is being rich if you have no spiritual aspects or no spiritual life? What is rich? Think about that. Today I'm going to introduce to everyone I have a technique, and I also have my own business. It's called Consult and Counsel with Tanya. I came up with this technique back in 2021 in September, called the Take Five technique, also known as the Calm Down and Think. So I'm going to give you the steps to the Take Five. Me and my daughter use it quite a bit. So I do know that the technique will work if you use it and understand when you're using it. When you feel overwhelmed with emotions of anger, grief, or extreme emotion, use this technique to bring yourself back to your center and calm your inner self. To take 5 calming breaths, you're going to breathe in through your mouth. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. That's also called prana or deep breathing. You're going to take 5 seconds to think about what has upset you and shifted your emotions. So in those 5 seconds, you're going to ask yourself, what caused me to feel like this? What is really the problem? What's my next step to solve the problem? And how do I stop these emotions from rising again or taking over? And then you're going to put those steps into actions. This again is called the Take 5 Calming and Thinking Method. We often get overwhelmed with things in life. I know I'm a big culprit of this. So I've just recently learned that meditation and yoga or some kind of slow movement, Tai Chi, Qigong, all of those things will help you, get calm down a bit when you're overwhelmed or you're stressed out. I took a smart ring and I actually watched this. The days that I was off, I had my heartbeat or my beats per minute for my heart were very calm during those days. The days I had to go to work, they were up in the hundreds, 143, 122. These things we don't look at, but we need to pay attention to this. Stress is a silent killer. Mental health is as well. We need to be aware of these things and not let these things overwhelm us, or try not to let them overwhelm you. Meditate. Do mindfulness practices. Pray. All of these will help. Thank you for being on the show with me today or listening to my thoughts on today. I do have a few questions before I let you leave, and I want you to think on these things. How is your stress meter? How are you coping with your everyday things? Are you okay? Are you stressed? Think about it. Do you forgive? Do you need forgiving? Are you holding grudges? Thank you for tuning in. And I love you, and you can't do nothing about it.